Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Would you like black pepper with that, sir? No, thank you. It's the Off Menu Podcast.
Hello, Ed.
Hello, James.
Good to see you.
Nice to see you too, mate.
It's a lovely day, isn't it, where we are?
What a genial start to the podcast, isn't it?
Yeah.
I had a nice
day. I'm a genie.
Oh, that's good. Genial.
Yeah.
I like it. Do you want to hear my food news?
Yeah.
I went to one of my favourite restaurants the other day, Spontino. The man is just, you sit up at a bar and I ordered the food and the man went, oh, good choices. I think he was Spanish, actually. He mentioned Spanish. He went, good choices. He went, do you want me to cover that all with sugar? And I went, oh, no. I thought, either he knows who I am and knows that I'm type 1 diabetic and that's a joke, or that's just a weird joke he makes. But you can't really say, oh, he recognised me, of course. So I ate the meal and then afterwards he said, the beer's on me. I just want to let you know, I really like your podcast with James Acaster.
Yes.
And also, I came to this country 6 years ago. I didn't speak any English. And the way I learned English was through watching comedy on television and listening to podcasts.
Wow.
So that's pretty good.
That's good. Some people will come to Britain and the first words they learn are poppadoms or bread.
Yeah.
It's very exciting.
I find the idea of someone learning a language from watching James Acaster absolutely terrifying.
Yeah. Yeah, that is not a good... I mean, if I ever have a child, that will literally happen. So,
just imagine like loads of people who've come to live here from mainland Europe and then suddenly someone says hello, they go, hello, I am ready to eat apricots.
Shouting no more jobs before they go to sleep.
Yeah,
that's a deep cut.
Oh, but anyway, it's the Off Menu Podcast where we ask a special guest their favourite
starter, main course, dessert, side, drink.
I love it. And someone I work with quite a lot said we don't need to intro the podcast that way every week. But now, because they've said that, I want to make sure we keep doing it and it turns into a catchphrase.
Who said it?
I'm not telling you that.
Come on, shout out.
I'll tell you after.
Shout out who said it.
No, I won't. But the way you do it has now become a catchphrase and I even dance to the rhythm of it.
Yeah.
So I think we're absolutely going to keep it.
Last couple of times you've danced to it, so.
I love it. And this week's very special guest is the wonderful comedian, Evelyn Mock.
She's so funny.
She's so funny, man. She makes both of us giggle.
She makes us laugh a lot. I've seen Evelyn live many times. She's amazing. Yeah. And I think the listeners are in for a real treat on this podcast. I just have a good feeling about it.
Yeah, whether you have seen Evelyn's work before or not, I think you're going to enjoy this one.
Yeah.
I think she's going to get a lot of new fans off the back of this.
Yeah, absolutely.
And again, one of the best things about doing a food podcast, James, is we're getting sent loads of stuff.
Yeah, and by stuff, we mean food.
Food-based stuff, yeah. But if you want to send us anything you want to send us, really.
Well, steady on.
Food-based stuff is good, and ideally from the companies who make the food. We're very grateful if, you know, someone just sends us something that they like, but
sure.
you don't know where it's been.
Yeah.
So we've been sent some lovely stuff, including this week, some honey beer from Hiver.
Oh, who knew? It's got bees in it, I think.
It's okay. Well, we're yet to open a bottle of it, but there may well be some bees bobbing about in there. But yeah, it looks tasty, sort of like a mead ale crossover.
Lovely, lovely stuff. I have had honey beer in the past, actually. I'm just playing the fool. And I do like it.
Yes, very nice. What else have we been sent, James?
We got sent some Life Water, which is water in a can.
Yes, water in a can. I've already had my water in a can.
Yes.
And it's an odd experience for the first time when you open a can and it's something still inside.
Yes.
I think. But it was lovely water, yeah, as water goes, but better for the environment. It's also recyclable.
It's hard because water in a can sounds like watering can.
Yeah.
And that's a completely different thing. You water plants with that.
We've not been sent a watering can. I suppose.
Someone sent us a watering can.
Water a plant with a can of Life Water.
You could do that.
But better to just drink
quite
it.
Extravagant. Yeah.
Yeah. And we also got sent some Moju Juice shots.
Which
is another thing that's quite hard to say.
How are you even meant to say that? Moju Juice shots. That's actually impossible.
And I've had a couple of those already and they gave me a little boost.
Where are these?
Yeah, you won't get those.
Where the hell are these?
Sometimes I intercept things at source and take them for myself.
That's a state at your house, has it?
Yes.
Right. You're a piece of shit, mate.
Yeah, but you keep going away. You keep going on tour and stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're going away, you get to go off and do all this glamorous touring. Mm. Me and Benito are back at home holding the fort. Yeah, we deserve a little something on the side.
You guys were doing juice shots when I was away, were you?
Yeah, we would meet up every week and we'd do a juice shot and we'd have a can of Life Water.
Well, joke's on you, because when I was away, I got given free Whittaker's chocolate, best chocolate in the world.
Yeah.
And I got given free L&P, which is a great drink in New Zealand. Lemon and Pereira drink. It's delicious. Right. It's probably my favourite soft drink.
Did you bring us any back?
No.
No. So you're not getting a juice shot.
Oh, man. Oh, man, this is not good.
So, the secret ingredient this week, if Evelyn says this secret ingredient in her special menu, she is out of the restaurant, and the secret ingredient this week is powdered parmesan. That's right, powdered parmesan, that horrible dust that comes in, smelly dust that comes in little pots.
Disgusting, absolutely disgusting. I remember, I've never liked it, but I remember once watching an episode of We Are History, which was Marcus Brigstocke's TV, yeah, like a fake, like,
yes,
mock history TV show.
Yes.
And at one point, he was doing a monologue, and he had a meal in front of him, and someone went to put parmesan on it, the waiter did, and he said, "No, thank you, it tastes like powdered sick."
Yeah.
And I thought, yep, that's exactly right. That man summed up how I feel.
Someone tried to put the powdered parmesan on it?
Yeah.
Oh, right, okay. What waiter would do that?
I don't know.
It's crazy. You didn't think through the script, Brigstocke.
A bad one.
A bad waiter. So if Evelyn says that, which I'm hoping she doesn't, she will be out of the restaurants.
She will be out. It'll break my heart to do it, but rules are rules.
Rules are rules, baby. So this is the off menu of Evelyn Mock.
Evelyn Mock.
I've tried to learn the RP accent now, and it's all my housemates hate me for it.
Oh, really?
Because it's really bad, apparently.
Yeah,
it sounds great to me.
Let's hear it.
I think I sound absolutely wonderful.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
Right, that started. Then we're in. Evelyn. Evelyn,
yes,
thank you so much for coming to the Dream Restaurant. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome, Evelyn Mock.
Oh, my God. Genie.
Hello.
I always like it when people come in who know the genie situation, because it's always down to me to explain it. James just appears and then looks at me as if to say, deal with it.
I shouldn't have to explain myself.
Well, you should, because all you do is just make that noise with your mouth.
Yes.
It is a bit frightening if you don't know what's happening.
I shouldn't have to go and explain myself. How many genies do any of you know?
None.
Just Will One. Smith at the moment.
Oh, everyone knows Will Smith.
You know Will Smith?
I didn't know you knew Will Smith.
I do, yes. I follow him on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. That's the same. That's the same as being his friend.
Does he follow you back?
No, but any day now.
Any day now.
Any day.
You are a fan of Evelyn's Instagram account, aren't you?
Evelyn has a food-based Instagram account, which is why she's quite an exciting guest for me.
What's called, it called, Evelyn?
Things I Pooped Out.
Which I love.
But I show all the things before I poop them out.
That's nice of you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought of setting up a different account where you post it after you've pooped it out?
That's on YouPorn. And that's something else. I'm making a lot of money from that. I once actually had a friend who put up like a photo of his poop on on, I think it was like Facebook.
Right.
And it got taken down.
Yeah.
Right.
But it was, I applauded his daring.
Why did he put a picture of his poop up on
I think he had like some kind of stomach issue.
What? So it was like, guys, does anyone know what's up with me? Yes, so it was like a genuine question to hive mind.
Exactly.
Yeah. What is
anyone
wrong?
Experienced this?
Why is it this color?
Yeah, I think he was just like a, he was just like a very provocative kind of guy. So yeah. He just wanted to be a bit. Like daring, I think.
Look at this, I'm really ill.
Yeah. Yeah. Please send help.
Yeah.
But yeah.
On your Instagram account, what have been some of the most liked and, you know, successful images you've posted that people have really responded to and loved?
I think it's been people really like desserts.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
people ice cream and like. Mm-hmm. Any type of anything with cream on, which I love. I love cream. So anything that looks really spectacular, I think people really like that. And then also meat. People really like meat on Instagram.
Meat and cream.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I think there's certain, since Instagram has become a thing, there's places that you go to buy a thing that you then put on Instagram. Like there's, I don't know if you've been to that, there's an ice cream place where it's like an ice cream cone, but then it's got like a huge collar of candy floss around it.
I've been there, yeah.
Yeah, and that seems to have been created simply for people to put it on Instagram because it's probably a pain in the ass to eat.
Yeah.
But
yeah, there's
it,
no
just,
way that
it just looks good. It's for likes.
There's no way that's worth it.
It was very ordinary, I will
say.
Oh,
you had that?
I had it, yeah. If there's anywhere that's been on Instagram, I've probably been there.
You have had
if
it.
I've been able to access it.
It's the same with like freak shakes. You know freak shakes?
Yeah, sure.
Where they've just got like all manner of shit in there and then all the sauce is dribbling down the side of the glass. That gets on my nerves.
Yeah. That's like a heart attack.
It's a heart attack and you can't drink it because it's just a dirty cup.
It's impractical, yeah, because the sauce on the outside of the glass is very annoying.
It's just for the picture.
Yeah. Just for the pick.
How did you go about eating the ice cream with the collar of candy floss around it?
So you have to get through the candy floss first. And so you just stand there kind of like a child trying to eat it.
Yes.
And it's really unexciting to eat candy floss. Yeah. It's like fun for the first like maybe bite, but then it's kind of like a chore, I think. And then you just eat it regularly, like the ice cream. Not just, very exciting.
No, is it? So the candy floss, I find, it's that instant guilt of it. You just go, I'm just eating goddamn sugar. And like, and you could feel it like dissolve in your gums.
Yeah.
It's not good. I've never liked candy floss. Luckily, I mean, like I say, I always say this, I'm type 1 diabetic. I could eat candy floss if I wanted, but it's just, it's pointless. It's just pure sugar.
Yeah.
It's like, and they made it blue as if that makes it more enticing. If you have blue candy floss, like that is so much worse. It doesn't look like it exists in real life.
I've seen...
It looks like a cloud.
Yeah, it looks like a Smurf's hair.
I've seen blue, pink, white, and yellow candy floss.
Yellow?
Yellow seems not... That gives me...
That's like yellow snow.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't want to be
things I peed
obscene.
Out.
things I peed out.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Maybe a new Instagram account for just drinks. Although that's not how it works, is it? Yes.
What?
Yeah.
That's how it works, right? Drinks just go into pee.
Yeah, you peed the drink. You peed
the
drink.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
I second guessed myself there.
What's the other? What were you second guessing yourself about?
I thought that, oh no, it's not that drinks go into pee and food goes into poo. They both go into both. That's what I convinced myself of. I just convinced myself of that and then instantly was like, no, that's not the case. I was right.
What, you think you'd be like weighing out some chicken wings or something?
Yeah. Yeah, I thought. It just all gets sorted into different stuff.
But I suppose asparagus makes you wee stink, so...
Well, I think, isn't pee like all the poison?
Right.
Or something extracted from your body?
It's a waste product. They're all waste products.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I mean, what we're doing now is the opposite of a food podcast.
Kind of, but like, you know.
But Benito is desperately trying to get us off this topic. Evelyn, you've brought something with you today.
I did, yes. I got very excited when you guys asked me to come because I'm a feeder, I think. Mm-hmm. And that's what I think in my friends. I just want somebody with good metabolism because I love feeding people. So I baked a carrot cake for you guys.
Yes. Thank you so much.
And it's really sugary.
Yes.
And I tried to find like a sugar-free alternative for you.
No way.
But nobody makes them.
No. And they'd be horrible anyway, even if you find all sugar replacement. If anything, like, because I'll do a bit of insulin and I'll eat a lovely bit of cake, Evelyn, and it's going to be fine. So you don't need to worry about it.
Okay.
But
likewise anything like here, same here.
Quite often, don't have any insulin, James.
Makes cake taste better.
Quite often. You'll see like diabetic chocolate on the shelf somewhere, and it means they've replaced the sugar with something that gives you diarrhea if you eat too much of it.
Oh yeah, like sweetener that
like
gives
sweetener.
You diarrhea.
Yeah,
I think I did that once, but with like mints. So I had like
mints, M-I-N-T-S.
Yes,
rather than like beef mints.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Mints.
Yeah,
yes. Mintus.
Yeah.
yeah, and I got addicted to like Fisherman Friends mints.
Mm-hmm.
And just like all of a sudden, just one day, I was like, oh, okay, that's not good.
Back when you were a fisherman?
When I was a fisherman,
That's the worst problem to have if you're a fisherman.
Yes.
If you eat too many fishermen's friends, they stop becoming your friend because there's only very small toilet on those boats.
Fisherman's enemies.
Yeah. And you have to go over the side and then all the fish will go away.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
And then many fishermen have been rolling around on the deck of their ship, clutching their stomach, looking at the packet of fisherman's friends going, you stabbed me in the back! You're meant to be my friends. You stabbed me in the back.
And I'm throwing it overboard.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for bringing us the carrot cake.
Should I unpack it?
Why didn't you unpack it and take us through it? Are you a baker? Are you a baker? Do you bake a lot?
Yes, I do. And it's like nobody eats because I live with people over 30 now, so everybody's we get consequences for what we eat now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I can't give people too much sugar, so I take any occasion to be able to bake for people.
Oh wow,
that looks good.
And it's iced as well.
May I say, it looks nice, but it will be really funny, Evelyn, if that is disgusting.
I know. I haven't tasted it, so
it looks really delicious. It'd be really great if the first person who gives us food on the podcast were like, what the fuck? Oh my God.
And I'm like, I'm such a good baker.
Like, if that's not icing, that's just like margarine. Just
exactly.
Yeah. It does look amazing.
Oh, dear.
Yes, please.
It's a carrot cake with cardamom.
Oh, yes.
For flavor, not the pods.
Yes.
Not the pods.
Because I listened to the Phil Wang episode.
Yeah.
Thank you.
cinnamon, ginger, and then we have walnuts in it as well.
Amazing.
Yes.
And then just that's a cream so cheese good. Frosting with some lime.
Oh. Amazing. That sounds delicious.
I think we should tuck in after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Being, as this is, an audio medium. And the last thing we want is people listening to us munching away. Absolutely. Straight after talking about pee and poop.
Let's go into something which I believe, I'll have to Google it later, will be turning to pee. Would you like some still or sparkling water?
Sparkling.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Very cold sparkling.
Very cold.
Yeah. With the big bubbles.
Hold on, what?
Hang on.
In the wine glass. There are different bubble sizes.
I've never heard this before.
Have you not?
Different bubble sizes.
Yeah. There are different bubble sizes in general.
Yeah.
In
yeah, sure.
But not with sparkling water.
Yeah.
No, they're different. Like, I think San Pellegrino has like, it's less fizzy or it's, the bubbles are smaller. And then like, I think Sainsbury's own brand, the bubbles are, there's a bit more, what's it called? The gas in it? Carbon.
Yeah, CO2?
Monoxide.
Not carbon monoxide.
Not carbon monoxide.
No.
Carbon dioxide.
Carbon dioxide.
Yeah.
I think.
They're different bubbles.
I know that you can get fizzier. Some things are fizzier than other things.
Yeah.
But I was not aware that that was because of the size of the bubbles.
Big bubbles.
Because in that case, what you're saying is the fizziest bottle of sparkling water is just an empty one.
Yes, exactly.
One massive bubble.
One big bubble.
We could chuck it up to my language. This is my 35th language.
You can't.
No, I'm kidding.
You can't play that card every time, Evelyn. All right? You think there's bigger bubbles in some waters than there are in others.
I won't back down. I think there's bigger bubbles in fizzier bubble water.
So the fizzier it is, but I would think if it's really fizzy, the bubbles need to be smaller.
Because so there's more of them there.
If they're all big, it would be like, look, there's like five bubbles in there. Five big bubbles all the size of ping pong balls.
But I think it's because because to make room them, they get together and become one bigger bubble. So several small bubbles get together and become one bigger bubble.
So that's what... Like the Power Rangers?
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Or the Transformers.
Yeah. And they're all there, loads of... So you want...
Yeah.
But you basically want it as fizzy as possible.
Yes, as fizzy as possible.
Big bubble water.
Big bubble water.
Want me to shake it up for you?
In a wine glass.
Now, why is it in a wine glass? You said that twice now.
Because it's just fancy. I don't drink alcohol, so I find it fancy to drink fizzy water out of. I'm very you'll notice my taste buds are very childish, and also my sensibilities are very childish. So I just quite like the feeling of being fancy.
Do you swirl the water around and sniff it like it's a wine?
I don't sniff it, but I swirl it.
Yeah.
You do swirl it.
To join in with all the boozers.
Yeah.
I'm picturing you with like a big feather in your hair.
Oh, yeah.
Like a big old feather in your hair while you're drinking this. Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely. Like one of those little cigarillos that ladies used to have.
What cigarette is it? Holders.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, a little holder. And then like a hairband on with the big feather coming out. And you got your one
on both sides.
Do you want two sure. feathers? How many feathers do you want in your hair?
Where's the line for cultural appropriation?
Oh, where it becomes a headdress?
Yeah.
I think maybe two.
You can have two feathers, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, one is fine, definitely.
One's fine, yeah.
Two, maybe if you don't make them symmetrical, you're fine.
Yeah.
I think when symmetry starts occurring, that's when I'd think it gets a bit...
Can they be different sizes, maybe? Should they be different? What about both of them on one side?
Yeah, but according
sizes?
To your science, if they touch, then they'll just become one big feather.
Oh, yeah, that's
right.
True.
Yeah, yeah.
You get an even bigger feather on your head, and then your head will fall off.
Yeah, my head will fall off.
What a way to go. Guys, have you heard Evelyn Mox passed away? What happened? She had a massive feather on her head, and her head fell off.
Two feathers morphed to form one big feather. And then her head fell off.
She died in a South Park sketch.
Yeah. Pop it up to bread, Evelyn. Pop it up to bread.
Love it when it still scares people.
Evelyn got real scared there. You really got scared.
I got really scared. I had to hold my face. It was very scary. Neither, James.
What?
Neither, I would say. I would like puri.
Now, go on.
It's fried bread dough.
So it is bread.
Yes.
Just want to let you know that was covered under the choices, Evelyn. Mm-hmm.
Still, I like that Evelyn's gone for this option.
Yes. Yeah. I think it's a great option.
Now, because I don't think I've heard of this.
It's an Indian bread.
Uh-huh.
I like fried dough, really. So it gets like, it's really, usually you use it in something called panipuri, which is... So the bread is just like it's fried and it's really thin, so it blows up like a ball when you fry it, and then you make a little hole in it, and then you put like chutney and chickpeas and some kind of like tasty water, Indian water in it, and then you have it like a little snack in India. But I don't, if I can have it with the filling, I'll have it with the filling.
Absolutely.
You can have
otherwise,
it with the
I'll
filling.
Just have the crispy bread because I like it crispy.
The Indian takeaway where me and my mum used to get curries from when I lived with my mum, we'd always start with prawn puri.
So
they'd have puri with really nice like spicy prawns on them. Mm. Good memories. Making me salivate right now actually thinking about. Puri's a really good choice.
Mm.
Although it can be so oily.
It can be really oily, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have to, you can put it in a little napkin and tap the grease off if you want.
Would you
to.
Like a little napkin for the grease?
Yes, please. Yeah.
I presume you'd like some non-greasy ones, but like, you know.
Yeah.
Non-greasy ones would be the best, but if you only have greasy ones, I'll have a little napkin.
You have a little napkin so you can do a little
Isn't it pack. Nice to have the option for the grease, though? Because if you're feeling in a greasy mood, you might want to have something greasy.
Mm.
Yeah. I like it crispy, I like it greasy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've always said that about you.
Yeah, yeah. is there a specific place you want me to get this from? Get this puri from?
India.
So specific.
Anywhere in India, please. I don't have a specific place. My mom used to make them.
Oh.
Or she, because she's Chinese, but she was born and raised in India, so we would have some Indian food. Maybe I'll just have my mom's then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, mom.
What's she going to be up to today?
So my brother actually sent me a photo of a sign that said Grey Hill Elder Facility.
Mm-hmm.
And then he sent me a photo of my mom in there eating lunch. So I thought he'd put my parents in a home.
Yeah.
But then it just turns out he's a facilities manager and he manages that place. And they have a discounted lunch for seniors. And my mom's a senior now, so she just went there to have some food. So she's there.
So your mum has started eating senior. So if your mum was a guest on this podcast, she'd be asking for a lot of senior lunches.
Yeah, she would. She loves a good discount. Yeah. Loves a good discount. And it was like fish balls. Is that what it's called in English?
Fish balls.
Yeah.
Fish balls, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Fish balls. Like the
What were you worried that we thought that was?
Well,
you worried that we thought you meant testicles of fish?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. And you don't mean that, right?
I do, yes.
All right, okay, yeah.
Exactly, I do, yeah.
It happened,
A delicacy in Sweden. Don't they?
I've never seen the fish swimming around with a load of
You think you pee out your food, so
You might pee out your food.
I don't think they have massive ones.
No, I see.
I'm not saying they're swimming around like dragging a huge sack behind them.
Yeah.
But isn't it like, what is it? They lay the eggs first and then the dude comes and sprays it with the semen, isn't it?
Yes.
On the bottom floor.
Don't just say yes like you know.
I do know that. They just all spray everything in the ocean and it all mixes in the ocean.
Yeah.
I remember a holiday like that once.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you?
But yeah, that's what she's having. She's having fish balls.
She's having fish balls.
Sprayed all over.
Yeah.
What are the time at home? Your starter, Evelyn.
My starter. I quite like soup.
Okay.
And also, I'm for anyone who doesn't know, I'm Chinese. And in Chinese cuisine, you often start with a soup before you eat. And I don't know really why. I think it's to get your metabolism started.
Mm.
So I would love to start with a Peking soup from this Chinese restaurant in Gothenburg, where I'm from, called Hinghua.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, why this particular soup?
And take us through what it constitutes as well.
Yes.
It's a hot and sour soup.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So you can find it in like the Chinese restaurants here, but I've not tasted one that's as good as the one from that restaurant. Because you guys
love
put peas here.
I mean, they bung whatever in there.
Yeah.
I think. I think. I love hot and sour soup.
Yeah.
And I never had it until recently because I would just go for the standard sort of Chinese stuff at a Chinese takeaway. And then I thought one day I'm going to plump for a hot and sour soup. It's so delicious.
It's so good, isn't it?
And it does what it says on the tin.
It's hot and sour.
But quite often you'll find different bits in it depending on where you go. And I feel like there's just a lot of stuff left on a chopping board sometimes. So they're like, just sweep all that in.
Yeah.
That's all part of our hot and sour soup. And it's sort of gloopy, is that?
It's gloopy.
Yeah.
It's gloopy. You could call it that. It's because it's like they thicken it with the corn flour.
Right, okay.
So it becomes, it's soup, but it's thick. So I imagine if it gets cold, it can get a bit, or if they haven't mixed the corn flour right,
there
can be clumps of corn flour in there.
Yeah.
That gets gloopy and gooey.
But in Gothenburg, not the case.
It is primo, I would say. But it has like, in Gothenburg, it's like they got the balance of the sour and the hot very well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also like the ingredients they have, it's like bamboo, egg, And then they have like little bits of pork
mm-hmm.
and wood ear, Chinese wood ear. That's like a fungus.
Ah.
That's really, really nice. And I think that like it feels a bit classier as
mm-hmm.
well.
Mm-hmm.
And here when I've gone to, it's like you say it, it's just like, it feels like whatever's left
yeah.
on the chopping board has just gone into the soup. So what is it? It's like carrots and peas and like, it's so random.
Might be some chicken in there.
There might be chicken. Sometimes it's like the pork.
Yeah.
And so it's like, and tofu.
A bit of rice sometimes.
Sometimes a bit of rice.
A bit of rice has fallen in there.
Yeah. But I think I haven't had as good soup here as I've had there.
Yeah, I guess soup here is just the way of, using up stuff, or it's meant to just be like, this is a good way of getting a bunch of goodness in me, I'll just do it and get, but people don't really, not as regularly, try and like pay attention to the flavor and treat it as a dish in unto itself.
Yeah.
Which this sounds very nice.
It's really nice. And like, what's special about it is also that the restaurant is, so it's been around for ages, and my dad, he didn't used to work there, but in Gothenburg, like, basically all Chinese people know each other because they all work in the restaurant business. So he bought clay pots for that restaurant for the previous owner, and those pots have like remained.
Oh, wow.
So it's like every time we're there, it's like my dad bought these pots. He took them with him from Paris back to Sweden when he was like 25 or something. So that's pretty cool.
He bought the pots.
He bought the pots, yeah.
That is pretty cool. So what was he? Why did he bring them back?
Because they couldn't find any in Sweden at that time. It was like in the 70s and 80s. And so he was going to go to Paris because he was young and like just moved to Europe. And so he drove there and they were like, oh, can you just buy some back from Chinatown there? So he bought some and then brought it back. Yeah.
Amazing.
So that's pretty cool.
Can you get some pots?
Do you go back to this restaurant every time you go back to Gothenburg?
Yeah. Is my friends make fun of me, yeah.
Because it's like your ritual. You've got to go there.
Yeah. We always go with my grandmother or my dad's mother because she only eats Chinese food. And this is the only place that kind of makes it nice.
Yeah.
So we always just go there every time I'm back.
Do you get free meals?
We get free tea and we get free fruit.
I think everyone gets that though. I'm going to put that out there. That seems like... I reckon everyone gets that. And I don't know how they've swung that.
And everyone else,
you think you're getting special treatment.
You're breaking my heart here, Ed.
Everyone else hasn't literally bought pots for the restaurant.
Yeah. Free tea. That's just like a water, really, isn't it?
Next time you go in
there, you
should refuse to pay.
Yeah.
And if they're like, no, you have to pay, you should just walk into the kitchen, get all the pots, and then walk out going, well, I don't think you've been eating these anymore then.
Yeah. Free fruit.
Yeah.
They're having you for a laugh, mate.
Free fruit and free tea.
What free fruit are they giving you?
Melon.
Melon? No one wants melon. There's just no one eats melon. It's just
honeydew.
There's four melon. There's four melons in the world, and it's just people passing them around going, oh, you have a bit of this fruit.
That's true.
It is quite cheap melon.
Yeah.
Oranges.
Oranges.
Come on, mate. Wait, you're
kidding me?
You got a cold?
Yeah. Is it halftime? What's going on? Oranges.
Why would you eat oranges in halftime?
Oh, it's like a sport thing. Like when you play school sports, like halftime in like football or rugby games, you get like a segment of orange for energy and hydration.
And they're not paying for those. I'll tell you what, they're free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And at no point at school did I think, oh, the sports teacher really likes me. He's giving me a wedge of orange. He's giving special treatment.
It must be because my father donated some football boots to them.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you.
Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Today's episode of Off Menu is sponsored by Aura. James, are you ready to win Mother's Day?
I am, Ed. I want to cement my reputation as the best gift giver in the family. I'm going to give my mom an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
May I say, James, I absolutely love the class and elegance with which you use the word mom, because this is for US listeners.
All of your moms deserve a good Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
Yeah, I think your mum's going to love looking back on your childhood memories, seeing what you're up to today, seeing what you're up to back in the day, and even better, with unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, you can keep updating mom's frame with new photos, so it's the gift that keeps on giving, James.
Ed, answer me this. Who is the best gift giver in your life?
I'd probably say my wife is a very good gift giver. Not that my mom is not a fantastic gift giver, but my wife's very good at little surprise things. She says, I've only got you a few things, and then there'll be little surprises, things that we've seen throughout the rest of the year. I'll say to my wife, I like that, and then I forget about it. And then on the day, there's some lovely little gifts there for me that remind us of the year that we've just spent together.
Oh, if you like being reminded of stuff, may I suggest photographs?
That's a very good point, James. I think we should get ourselves an Aura digital picture frame and put some of our wedding photos on them.
Right now, Ed, Aura has a great deal for Mom's Day, Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AURAframes.com. Use code OFFMENU at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Your main course.
My main.
Here we are, the main course.
Oh, my gosh, already. Okay.
A very promising start with that soup. Mm. That's good. I like it when people are specific.
I will say, this is going to go along the lines of Chinese food.
Yes.
Because I very much like it. But so there's this place in Hong Kong, in the archipelago of Hong Kong, there's a place called Tai O, which is an island. And there is a restaurant called Ho Wan Vegetarian Restaurant. But they do chicken. And it's the best chicken I've ever had.
Amazing. Because they treat it like a vegetable.
Exactly. No, but it's like, that's like vegetarian in Chinese terms.
Okay.
Because like, what was it? My uncle, he has a restaurant in Gothenburg, and his son-in-law is vegetarian.
Yeah.
And we were having family dinner there. And they were like, oh, here's vegetarian dumplings. And I had one, and it was pork. And so it's like, that's what Chinese people... That's vegetarian. It's just like, oh, we have some
vegetables.
Extra.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So it's just like, and you can't even trust that because then they will have like chicken stock or something that they've prepared. Okay. So it's like, you can't really be vegetarian in East Asia, I would say. But they have like the best chicken because it's salt-baked chicken. And in China as well, or in Hong Kong, they have corn-fed chicken. So they take it and they marinate it and then they wrap it in like greaseproof paper. And then they encase that in salt. And this place has, they bake it underground. So they have like a, they dig a pit and then they put the chicken there. And then on top of it, they put what is it, coal or wood? And
yeah, like how they treat the pharaohs.
Yeah. Do they do that to the pharaohs?
Yeah, put it in a wrap them all in paper, and put them in a big pile of salt, put them underground.
Is that how they treat the pharaohs, James?
I think so. In the pyramids.
The pharaohs must be delicious.
Yeah. Oh, slow cooked over many thousands of years.
Yeah. Just falling off the bone.
I've heard of salt baking before, but I've not heard of it done with chicken. I think it's always with fish when I've seen it. Yeah.
But they do it with chicken, and it's the best chicken I've ever had.
Super juicy.
So juicy. And like just, I guess this is the marinade as well, but it was so juicy. And then the taste of it, I can't remember the taste, but I just remember it was so good.
Yeah.
It was done in a vegetarian restaurant.
Is it particularly salty?
It wasn't that salty, no.
Right.
Because the salt is outside of this parcel.
Fair enough.
And so I think it's just to make it juicy.
Yeah, because it literally, from when I've seen it before when they do that, it just hardens, all the salt hardens in a crust, right? Uh-huh. And then they have to like chisel it away.
Yeah.
So it doesn't actually touch the food necessarily or flavour the food. It's just to encase everything in.
So why is it salt then?
I think it's...
What it might do, like cement.
Well, it's harder to chisel away, I guess.
I think it's for to make it extra juicy, to contain the flavours.
So it juices it up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Happy somehow. With that?
Well, I don't understand it. But that doesn't mean it's not true.
Oh, it's true. So does it just come with that at the restaurant? Or is there anything else? Is that just one dish or does it come with anything with it?
It's one dish and then, because it's family style, so you just order a bunch of dishes and then you pick and stuff. But I would like to eat it with chicken rice, which is a Singaporean food.
Mm-hmm. Is this your side dish, by the way?
I think some chicken and a bed of rice I'll count as a main.
Yeah,
a main?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. Especially if it's what you would eat with this.
I guess it sounds like you're getting them from different places. So it's crafty.
It's crafty, but we're willing to let it slide,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah,
yeah. Because I was thinking about it when I was like, how will I get away with most food? I'll make it Chinese style. Yeah. I'll make it.
Yeah.
But the chicken rice is from, so Singapore has like Hainanese chicken rice. So first of all, this is chicken cooked in a different way. You take a chicken and you blanch it basically in a tub of water with like some spring onion and ginger. And then you save a little bit of the fat pockets that you don't cook. So I think it's like the butt flap or something and like the chicken neck and stuff.
You save the chicken's butt flap.
You save the butt flap.
See how this has made it on your dream menu? Carry on.
And then you fry it in oil with some other bits that are also fatty from the chicken. And then that's the chicken oil. Mm-hmm. And then you make the rice. So you pour the oil in. You pour some of the stock in from cooking the chicken. And then you put like – and this is because it's in Asia, but they always sell the chicken with the neck and the head.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm.
So you cut that off and you put the chicken neck into the rice.
Right.
And then you cook it. And it's delicious.
And then do you take the neck out before you give it to anyone? Or is there just a neck swimming around in there?
You can eat the neck if you want.
You can eat the neck?
You can eat the neck. I don't think it, like, people don't. If you eat it at a restaurant, they won't give you the neck. But if you eat it at home, you can have the neck.
Yeah.
Sure.
Do you want the neck, Ed?
I think I want the neck.
Do you want the neck? Well, hold on. Ed, you are not eating this meal.
Right, but Evelyn asked me a question.
Suddenly, Ed's tricked another customer into thinking, into giving him his food.
Okay, order the rice and I'll have the neck. I can have the neck.
But you don't want the neck in it, unless you want to throw it to old scratty boy Gamble.
I sit like a dog in the corner of a medieval banquet.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Waiting for someone to throw the neck over.
A little neckerchief.
Thank you, master.
So that's not that's
a really
part.
Good English accent.
So you've got this lovely chicken rice with the vegetarian chicken on top.
Yes. Yeah. That's what
sounds very good. Oh, also, quick question about the chicken before we move on. Is that a whole chicken?
So it's a whole chicken that they chop up.
So they chop it up for you, but like so it's not like a.
Yeah, exactly. But in Asia, they piece it out with the head. So. It looks like they've just cut the chicken.
Like an autopsy.
And just put it like that. But they cut it in pieces, but then they put it together so it looks like the whole chicken. So it's very disturbing.
What's your favorite bit of the chicken?
I like the leg.
Yes.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, correct. You're correct.
The club, the drumstick.
You were right. Yes. You were right with leg, and I said yes. You're correct, and you still went with club.
Drumstick was right though.
Yeah,
you landed on the right one.
Yeah,
yeah.
It looks like a club as well.
Yeah,
yeah. Leg, yeah. Club, drumstick.
It's called a club in Swedish.
Is it?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a klubba. Klubba.
I'm like, also a fan of the klubba.
The klubba.
The klubba.
It's the juiciest part.
Yeah, it is. It's the juiciest part. You get a little bit of. Is the thighs in there as well, right? So thighs are the best bit of the chicken for me, really. So if it's on the leg, I'm having it. James, what are you talking?
Well, I think Ed knows what my answer is. He's setting me up here. But normally I like boneless bites when it comes to chicken. I don't like to deal with any bones. I don't like to deal with chicken wings or drumsticks or anything like that. I just like the boneless bites, mainly some breast.
Nice and boneless. Climb over there and stab you right now.
You just strapped it in seamlessly.
If we're talking about eating a club or a drumstick, I would. Yeah, that's more. I'm a you know, the best turkey I've ever had. Well, actually, there's two best turkeys I've ever had.
Right.
But one was at Universal Studios,
yeah.
And it had the big old turkey drumstick.
They do that there, yeah, yeah.
Who told you about that?
Ed Gamble.
Oh.
I did. I passed the knowledge on. I had an amazing turkey leg, yeah.
Absolutely so delicious. I felt like properly, like, it's the first time I felt like a, you know, like I'm at a banquet in Henry VIII times.
Yeah.
Really loved it. And then one Canadian Thanksgiving, my Canadian flatmate made a turkey that she injected with stuff. I think I've talked about it on the podcast before. Yeah. Delicious.
I would love to eat like a turkey Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It would be, because it's, yeah, I've never eaten turkey. It's just huge. But I imagine it's like a chicken. But is it better?
A lot of the time it's worse. But when if people know what they're doing, it's amazing.
Yeah.
But very few people do. It's like soup.
Yeah.
It's like soup.
Very
yeah.
few people bother to do it right.
Yeah.
Just do it lazy and then you get kind of a rubbish version. And as soon as you have a good one, you can never go back.
I've recently got into fried chicken more. I never used to eat fried chicken.
Yeah.
Because I think fried chicken 10 years ago used to be limited really to KFC or to like Chicken Cottage or places like that. I didn't want to go in there because it didn't look nice.
Yes.
But now you can get good fried chicken in like nice places.
Yeah.
And honestly, I eat far too much fried chicken. It's a real issue for me.
Mm-hmm. And it's so weird because apparently there are different types of fried chicken.
Yeah.
Like the American.
Bigger
and
bubbles.
Then, bigger bubbles yeah. and smaller thighs. But it's like Japanese fried chicken and like
Japanese
Korean
fried chicken is
and like.
Incredible.
Yeah. Like it's so good.
Indian fried chicken. I like Kerala fried chicken. From cricket.
It's one of the, everywhere seems to have a nice version of fried chicken.
Yeah.
Korean fried chicken with like the gochujang sauce.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Talk about your side dish.
My side dish. I have, so... I think I'd just like a nice veg.
Okay.
I would like a nice veg to accompany this.
Yes.
And you can specify what type of veg you want as
green.
Well.
Green. No. it's another Chinese thing. It's something called the tao miu. Uh-huh. And it's pea shoots, basically.
Uh-huh.
But these are specifically the ones that grow from garlic. And they're really like big and popular in Hong Kong, and they have it here, but they don't taste as good and flavorful as the ones in Hong Kong. Like for a veg, they're super flavorful.
Yeah,
they are quite garlicky, but still not as intense as garlic.
Right,
but you fry it up with garlic as well and some Shaoxing wine, and I would like it. I would like it from a place. That's on top of a mountain.
Is this a real place or are you just trying to make it as difficult as possible?
Both. No, it's a place called Dai Mo San in Hong Kong. So it's like a dim sum place.
Yeah.
But it's really rustic and you basically go and serve yourself. So you just go to the people where they're cooking and you say, I want that. It's like a Vapiano, really basic Chinese stuff. And so the pea shoots there were really, really great because apparently they're fresh because a lady just grows them like right next to the restaurant.
Amazing. Uh-huh.
So after we ate it, my aunt took me there and it was just this lady. And
so
like
you could complain.
Yeah, exactly. So I could like throw it up in front of her. Just be like, give me my money back, biatch.
Does that look familiar?
Doesn't get fresher than that.
Take a photo of it. Get me, on Instagram. Straight on Instagram.
Things I puked out.
Yeah.
Things I puked out.
In front of their owners. In front of the person who made it. So you move on to your drink.
My drink.
Yes.
I don't drink a lot. So I have an
alcohol. That explains your loose knowledge of bubbles.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't drink a lot of alcohol, but I have an alcohol version and then I have a non-alcoholic version.
Okay.
Should I do that?
Yeah. Okay. Tell us both and then we might make you choose.
So the non-alcoholic version is a coconut milk. It's also in Hong Kong. I guess I would just want to be in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's called, it's from a stall in the, like, just on the street in Hong Kong, and it's called Coconut King, and it's like a chain. But it's fresh coconut milk mixed with condensed milk.
Oh, wow.
And then with coconut bits in it.
Amazing.
And then they shake it up, and then with some ice, and they just give it to you.
The first time you have condensed milk as a kid.
Yeah.
Oh, it, you can't believe it.
No.
Your eyes are spiraling round.
That's like your superhero origin story.
Yeah. Somebody else like, can we drink this every day, please? Absolutely not.
Do you really like sweet stuff?
Yeah. Big time.
I didn't even flinch.
I come from a family of sweet tooths.
You said that with the glassy eyes of a glow sniffer.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. I love it so much. My dad was secretly a... My dad loved sweet food growing up, but I didn't know.
Yeah.
So he acted like he didn't.
Oh, he had to, because he had to be a responsible parent.
Yeah, so he was good at like toeing the line and being like, "No, you shouldn't have. You have this many biscuits now. Not don't go crazy."
Yeah.
And we, you know, don't always have ice cream. We only have special cereal once a month, and all this kind of stuff.
But as soon as you hit 18, you marched into your bedroom with a pot of maple syrup and went down it.
Yeah. Not in the family anymore.
Condensed milk, is that the one where you can take a tin of condensed milk and put it in, like, simmering water and leave it for ages and it turns into, like, dulce de leche, like, into, like, caramel, right?
Yeah.
And actually, so where we are now in this room, I got given some dulce de leche that had been made in a tin of condensed milk by someone who works here.
Who
is a fan of the podcast.
Oh.
She's a fan of the podcast. She goes... There you go. Thanks for the podcast. Here's that. And now we're in here. And that's the first time that's ever been brought up on the podcast.
You made it sound like it was like a ceremonial, like handing over of it in this very room was where I was given my dulce de leche for services to puddings.
That's true. I got a little medal that's like just the lid of the tin.
Yeah.
On the condensed milk tin. I wear around my neck.
It's just one that you'll open once a month and just take a spoon of.
Yeah, I just have a and spoon then put it back. And feel better about things.
I don't think I can deal with sweet drinks with a meal.
Really?
Do you know what I mean? Like if I'm eating a savoury meal, mm-hmm. I can't have a thick sweet drink because then I'll be transported out of the savoury world.
I see.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah, I can just mix and match.
Yeah.
I can drive on both lanes.
Yeah.
I'm just like a drunk driving like that. But I get like you're very much like, oh, that is dessert.
Yeah, that's dessert. Like, so same with like a milkshake. I very rarely have
a milkshake with
a burger.
It's my friends used to do like in McDonald's they used to buy an ice cream and then they used to dip their fries in the ice cream.
I've got no idea what these people are playing at, like dippers, milkshake dippers.
Now, this has come up on the podcast before.
Has it?
I like it. I love it. I think it's great. Then my mum heard that episode and was furious with me.
It's a rude thing.
Not furious. She was very disappointed. But
rude.
Then
it's rude, James.
But then she said, "So this is a memory. So I don't remember this."
Yeah.
Because my parents have always been very anti-McDonald's. I think I've said that on the show before.
Yeah.
They really did not like McDonald's. Once my mum bought me and my sister to McDonald's when we were little kids, we got milkshakes and fries, and we just took the initiative ourselves and started dipping the fries. No one had ever showed us this.
Yeah.
We started dipping the fries in the milkshake and eating it, and my mum was like, "What are you doing? That is awful." And then, yeah, I think that's why for years I just didn't do it for ages. And I had to get back into it as an adult and discovered, oh, I love this. It's amazing. But I had this like buried memory, like, this memory that I'd buried of being told, do not, that is gross.
It's shameful.
And mum brought it up when she heard the podcast where I was saying I like it now. She was like, "Oh, you did that when you were a kid." And I was like, "I don't remember that."
Your dad sat in the background going, "You shouldn't do that, James." But then basically logging it in his mind going, "I'm going to come to McDonald's by myself."
Yeah.
I'm going to turn up with a full potato. a jacket potato that I've made at home in the oven. And I'm going to order a milkshake and just shove the potato in there and then drink it all.
That would be so funny if somebody made a sweet jacket potato. Or like a sweet...
I mean, that's like, you know, people do it like yams in America.
I don't get that.
I don't get that. And I don't even get pancakes and bacon and maple syrup. I don't get that.
Oh, that's the kind of thing. Benito's loving it. I mean,
Benito loves that.
That's the kind of thing that I look at that and think, absolutely not, wouldn't want it. But when I have tried it in the past, I've been like, oh, that's why I should never try that kind of stuff, because it is nice.
It is nice.
I don't want to discover that I like that level of stuff.
I also had a gelato that was salt and olive oil. And it worked.
Oh, wow.
It actually worked.
I kind of don't mind that because I like olive oil. I think that's like olive oil cake I love as well. When they make like a sweet citrus cake with olive oil, it's really good. I can cope with that because it's the fat, but no, it's bacon and maple syrup. Absolutely not.
Salt and olive oil.
No.
I saw the yams thing. Yeah, it's basically, the sweet potato filled with marshmallows for the first time this year. I was in America and I basically booked one of my flights. I had to go to Bloomington, Indiana, and the flight was booked. And I don't think me or the person who booked it for me knew that it was a private plane. and it was just me and the pilot and the co-pilot. And we flew together. And then when we arrived in Bloomington, Indiana, he was like, "Do you want me from my hotel?" He went, "Do you want to get a steak?" I was like, "Yeah, I want to get a steak with the pilot. Of course I do." We got a steak together and he ordered the yam with the marshmallow. And it turned up and I was like, "What is that?" He was like, "I love it." I took a photo of it.
Did you taste it?
No, absolutely not. I was like,
imagine
I don't want
ruining
that.
A steak with a marshmallow.
I couldn't believe he'd done it.
It's crazy.
I was looking at it like, what is this? And he told me his daughter was a comedian and stuff. I was like, she must have. I bet she's got material about you eating that marshmallow potato that you just
that's as
down.
Bad as putting a jacket potato in a milkshake.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Maybe that
that's
guy's
so
my dad.
Funny. Yeah.
Maybe it's my real dad, and that's why he asked me out for a steak. Because he was a bit forward, but he might have been like, you know, come on, son. So you said you had an alcoholic one as well, alcoholic drink. But
I do. It's, maybe it's not, it's pointless bringing it up, but because I don't remember it. But I did a wine tour in south of France with my friend in Provence. And it was just me, her, and a British couple. We went and had like these fantastic like red wines at these wineries. Mm-hmm. And I remember drinking and we were gonna like, we weren't sure if we were gonna spit it out.
Yes.
And they were like, "Well, you can choose." And so we didn't.
Yeah.
And so we just kept drinking and got really, really drunk. But it was really nice wine.
Yes.
Like any wine that we bought in France, I thought was just brilliant. But I feel like we can't. Have to make effort to find it here, I guess.
Any wine from France is your other choice.
This is how bad I am at drinking alcohol.
Well, I think we'll go with the coconut.
The coconut, because you remember where it's from, you remember exactly what's in it, as opposed to any French red.
Any French red, because I got hammered one day. So we come to your dessert. Now, I think we should cut the cake now.
Oh,
yeah,
lovely.
That seems like a good idea.
eat some dessert. I've been patient long enough.
This
you
isn't
were so
my,
patient.
This isn't my choice for dessert, though.
No.
This is not your choice. No. Imagine.
But I didn't make it.
The way you said that, you were clearly so desperate to cut the cake,
yes.
But also you said it so formally. I think we should cut the cake now.
I've learned how to be polite about
how
it, but
how would you,
you know,
to cut,
just tortured me with dessert talk as well before
cut
this
it.
Happened. Talking about condensed milk and everything.
Cut like that and then, like...
Yeah.
Bang it like that.
That's great, Ed.
Yeah.
That's a professional cutting.
Yeah.
Very nice, Ed. Ed's biting into the cake there. Off mic. He's loving it.
That's so good.
Is it all right?
Really good.
Oh, yeah. The lime in the frosting.
The lime is so good.
The lime in the frosting is ingenious.
Mm. We do. It's
the walnuts are great.
Yeah.
The lime in the frosting, because that's the first thing you get, it's almost like... First of all, you're eating a key lime pie.
Mm.
And then you're eating a carrot cake. It's like a Willy Wonka cake.
I love... Carrot cake is one of my favourite cakes anyway. Mm.
Yeah, yeah.
And this has definitely solidified that.
Ah, thank you, Ed.
Mm. So, you just bought us a delicious dessert. But what is your dessert?
Can I have an honourable mention?
You can have an honourable mention, yes.
So... My favorite thing ever is just like a really good sundae.
Uh-huh.
With a lot of cream.
Yep.
I like that. And if it's like Ben and Jerry's like fish food or something.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So a lot of chocolate. What's happening?
I'm giving my insulin.
Ed is literally doing.
I've just had a slice of cake.
The much hype. This is, believe the hype, people. He's about to do it. It's
not
really the first
talking.
Time. Yeah, but Ed, this is the first time you've actually done this during the podcast.
During the podcast.
Do you have to do it directly after?
Directly to myself. Yeah.
Directly into the cake.
I mean,
I can't
directly
just
after
inject
you...
it into the air.
What part of the cake do you put it into? Put it into the cake and then you eat the cake.
I don't put it into the cake. Although a diabetic nurse once told me that a newly diagnosed diabetic, they used to demonstrate how to inject insulin by doing it into an orange.
Right.
And they'd be like, stick it in there and then do that. And then one of their newly diagnosed diabetics came back a week later, who was really sick.
Oh,
his blood sugars were really high. And they were like, what's the matter? Why isn't it going well? And he was like, well, I've been injecting it into the orange every day. I just don't understand it. Sorry, done. Diabetic admin, done.
So, your honourable mention. You like a sundae?
I like a really great sundae.
Yeah.
With chocolate and then more chocolate sauce.
Yeah.
And then cream. I love cream.
Yes.
And then maybe nuts.
So that's
nuts.
Pretty, like, classic sundae.
That's your classic
chocolate
sundae.
Chocolate, ice cream, cream
classic
and nuts.
Sundae.
That's, yeah. So what is your actual dessert choice, though? That's the honourable mention. Sure.
That's the honourable mention. The actual dessert choice is also from Hong Kong. there's a place called One Dim Sum in Hong Kong that has a Michelin star. Mm. But it's just like a, it's just a hole in the wall. Like, it's, there's nothing fancy about it. Mm-hmm. But they have this dessert that's, it's Alfonso mango, mm-hmm. that's frozen, but kind of, but soft enough to eat. And it's wrapped in rice dough, mm-hmm. and the rice dough is rolled in coconut.
Wow.
And it's amazing.
Does sound very nice. How big is this?
It's very small.
Yes.
It's like...
size of a mouse.
Yeah.
That's like a little mouse. What you're doing with your hands there.
And you get like four mice.
Yes.
Four mice.
Yes.
Mises.
Yeah. Mises.
Yeah. That's mouses. The Muppets Christmas Carol pronunciation of it. It's Mises.
Yeah.
That you can share with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
And you eat it with chopsticks.
Ah. Now, is there any dips or anything with this?
No.
So it's just as is?
It's just as is, yeah. Probably, they've probably put some sugar and stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
But very, very tasty. Because it's frozen, and the mango's frozen, and then the rice dough isn't. It's room temperature.
Okay. Like rice dough really is like quite soft, right? But also a little bit chewy.
Yeah, like mochi.
Mochi. Okay,
oh,
there you go.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, mochi
dough. Yeah.
Again, that's something I've only got into recently, but I feel like it's more readily available in this country now. They do the mini mochi ice creams.
So yeah,
the mochi wrap around ice cream, the green tea flavor, absolutely incredible.
Little balls,
little balls.
Yeah. Yes, please.
Yeah,
there's some Japanese supermarkets in London, and they've always got like a little freezer of those. You can just pick and choose, mix and match.
Bubbles, they call them.
They call them bubbles?
They're big bubbles.
They're big bubbles.
They call it like big bubbles. Sure.
Fish balls.
Fish balls,
yeah. Fish balls.
It's fish been a very... the episode has been sponsored by the Sphere.
Yes.
We've been talking about bubbles, mini mochi, balls. Fish balls.
I thought you were going to say the episode's been very ethnic.
Imagine if I'd said that. You genuinely think I was going to say that? I go, well, today's episode's been very ethnic, hasn't it?
Once you've left, Ed will say that. Yeah. He normally says that. When you've gone, he'll say, bloody hell, someone loves Hong Kong.
So nice of her to bring a carrot cake. It's lovely that she's trying to fit in.
Yeah. He'll say that.
That is a great menu. I think we should...
I'll read it back to you.
Come on, James. Tell us what those restaurants are all called.
You would like some sparkling water with big bubbles in a wine glass, cold. You would like... some poi to start. Put the poi before. To start, you would like Peking soup from Hinghua.
Yeah.
From Gothenburg.
Uh-huh.
Hot and sour soup. Maine, you would like salt-baked chicken with chicken rice.
From Hoi Wan, vegetarian restaurant.
Hoi Wan, which is a vegetarian restaurant in Hong Kong.
In Hong Kong.
Side, you would like Hong Kong pea shoots from...
Thai Mo San.
Thai Mo San.
Yeah.
From the little garden, from the ladies' garden.
Yeah.
The drink, you would like coconut milk from Hong Kong.
Yeah. From the Coconut King.
From the Coconut King. Your dessert, you would like mango custard rolls from One Dim Sum in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
You enjoy yourself, Ed?
Oh, yeah.
That just made me feel really self-conscious.
Yeah.
Oh, James, it's so fun watching you struggle.
Yeah.
That is a great menu. I want to try all of those things now.
Yeah, they do sound very delicious, Evelyn. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Let's all go to Hong Kong together.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for coming into the Dream Restaurant, Evelyn.
Thank you for having me.
Come back anytime.
Oh, thank you. No. That was unintentionally very Chinese.
Evelyn Mock there. Lovely menu.
Delicious.
I always like it when we have a guest in where there's dishes that I've not had or have never even imagined.
Yep, and they describe them so well. You need a good describer.
Yeah, she's up there with the best describers, I think.
Yeah.
That mango thing sounds great.
I've never heard of it before. Now I think I know exactly what it tastes like.
Yeah, because of her brilliant, brilliant description. Evelyn Mock's amazing. You should go and see her live. Check out her Twitter at Evelyn Mock. That'll have more details about where you can go and see her.
And congratulations, Evelyn, on not saying the secret ingredient. She had said powdered Parmesan, that would have been it.
Oh, imagine taking that beautiful mango dish and covering it in powdered Parmesan.
Bleh.
No, thank
Even
you.
Even her wonderful descriptions would not have saved that.
No way. Thank you very much, Evelyn. I'm on tour, James. Are you on tour?
Yeah, but it's all right.
It's all right.
I'm good.
You don't want people to come?
Oh, they're already...
You've sold out?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a shame because the people who listen to this are really nice.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they'd be great audience members.
Yeah, some of them...
But it's already sold out.
Some of them have already got tickets.
The early worms, the early dweebs.
Yeah, all the early dweebs are coming.
Yeah. Well, yes. You can come and see my show, I'm sure. I've extended my tour into autumn 2019. And, you know, we're going to a lot of places where...
Bold move.
I'm not sure. It's not a bold move, man.
Bold move extended it.
Look, it's not bold. And check out my website, edgamble.co.uk. I've recorded a special as well, which is available on Amazon.
I have a new book out called Perfect Sound Whatever. It's about all the albums I bought from 2016 and why 2016 is the greatest year for music of all time. And also why 2017 was the worst year for life of my life.
That's a very potted little thing there. That's perfect. Is that what the publisher's been telling you to say?
Oh, yeah. Make it snappy, James.
Make sure you subscribe to this podcast. Tell your friends about it. Leave it a 5-star review. You have been, as always, wonderful listeners. And we will see you next time in the Dream Restaurant.
Goodbye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, it's Rob Orton here. Now, I've got a podcast called the Rob Orton Daily Podcast. It's a short poem or story or a musing on a particular subject every single day. What if you commissioned Picasso to paint your house and he just painted it white? Would you be annoyed? Wouldn't it be good if you could pour Miracle-Gro onto other things, such as pizzas? Have you ever thought about what a beach might be like if it was made from digestive biscuits? Have you ever tried to cry about something you're not thinking about? If you would like to listen to a daily podcast that includes subjects I've mentioned there, then please listen to the Rob Orton Daily Podcast.